Yeah, here you are.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
谢谢杨长老。
It's so wonderful to be with you today on this very special day.
在这个特别的节期日子呢，跟大家在一起太有意义了。
As far as the church goes, this is one of the greatest days next to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
长久以来，教会的历史上，这是一个非常有纪念性在基督里面的一个日子。
So we're going to try to open it up a little more for you today.
那今天我们就稍微再来启开一下这个日子的意义。
In Leviticus 23, we see that there Moses has listed all of the feasts that they are to keep.
利未记二十三章在那里，摩西为以色列人列下了节期，要他们要来守圣会的节期，宣告圣会的节期。
Now they were to go to the temple for three of those.
那有三个节期是要在圣殿里面守的。
And Passover was one of them.
第一个就是逾越节。
Now Passover is when Jesus died.He ascended to heaven in 40 days.
那在逾越节之后呢，耶稣复活，然后升天，这四十天之后呢，就升天了。
10 days later was Pentecost.
在他的升天十天后，就是这个五旬节。
We see that those 3 days that the holy days that they were to go to the temple, one was the Passover, the other was the feast.Of the first fruit, which we call Pentecost, and the other one was the Feast of the Tabernacle.
那么这三个节期到圣殿守的呢，有第一个逾越节，然后就我们刚才讲的五旬节，也就是把初熟的收成献给神的日子，然后第三个就是祝棚节。
And now I want to show you something that many of you may not understand, but in the Old Testament.And don't ever throw out the Old Testament.
请大家一定要好好的来纪念旧约。旧约的话，在这个意义上面给我们很大的开启。
It was the only word, the only Bible they had for Jesus and for the disciples.
那么在耶稣的时代呢，还有他的门徒只能用旧约，只有旧约。
But we see that God called these feast days, but these feast days were for then.
那这些节期，我们刚才讲的，摩西给的呢，是那个时候旧约守的。
But they have a meaning for us today.
但是对我们今天的教会是有它的意义的。
They're very interesting to study.
这个如果你好好的学习的话，是很有意思的。
But we're only going to look at Passover, or rather, Pentecost. Today.
那么今天就针对这个五旬节来讲。
You see, God gave the new covenant by sending the whole Holy Spirit.
那基本上呢，神是以在他约里面来差遣圣灵到我们当中。
What do you mean by the new covenant, you say?
什么叫做新约呢？
You see, God gave a covenant to Israel.
那神一开始是跟以色列人立约。
Moses was the one that delivered this covenant that God, a covenant is making a pledge, what would we have today? Anyway, it's something that we make, contract.It's much like a contract he made with Israel.
那这个约，神跟摩西所成名的，跟这个以色列人的这个约呢，就是有点像我们今天的这种契约一样，好像一个盟约、一个契约一样。
And today we see God has made another contract with His church.
那之后到了这个新约时代教会的时候，跟我们立了新约。
Now God sends the first covenant to Moses,
首先给摩西的
on the Mount of Sinai,
是从西乃山所领受的。
He sent him the covenant of the Ten Commandments and the law.
那就是十诫给了摩西。
And they lived by that.
这个是一个律法，神的律法。
They were judged by that.
他们需要依循这个律法，而且要被这个来审判的。
But we see that it's been approximately 1440 years later, God sent His Spirit on that day, the same day that was memorialized for the Ten Commandments. He sent the Holy Spirit to them on that day of Pentecost.
那在一千多年之后呢，1400多年之后呢，神 就借着这个五旬节再次的给教会一样的有这样的意义。
It was not something that just happened.
不是突然间
on the same day.
随便发生的，是同样的，是五旬节那一天本来领受律法那天。
This is how God works in His plan.
那这个是神的计划。
So we see then on that day.
在那天。
Was what they called the feast of the first fruit also.
这个是初熟收成的一个日子节期。
You see, it was the day of Pentecost, but what it was talking about was the first fruits of the harvest.
那基本上我们说五旬节啊，它是一个节期，但是呢，它里面的意义是把初熟的献给神。
So you see, first the Passover was the first of the year.
那这个逾越节是一年的开始。
And we see that 50 days later was the first.Harvest.
五十天之后呢，就有这个初熟的收成的献礼。
So what they would do, they would take the first fruit, they would take the sheaves of the wheat and two loaves of bread.
他们会用初熟的这个wheat 这个麦哈，就是做了饼。
And they would offer them up as a dedication to the Lord.
那预表着他们把他们初熟的献给神。
This meant.That the whole harvest was dedicated to the Lord to be holy to God.
这个收成之后的初熟的献给神归为圣。
But on the day of Pentecost, 1400 years later, he sent the Holy Spirit and he told them that were there to go out and reap the harvest, not of wheat, but of mankind.To bring salvation.
那这个收成在1400年之后的献礼呢，变成了我们今天要去传福音，然后把这些收成献给神归为圣。
2000 years ago, God took his first fruit just as the wheat offering.
那在这2000年之后呢，之前是以这个麦做的饼啊。
What was that?
那这是什么呢？
It was the 120 in the upper room.This was his first fruit that he poured upon them the Holy Spirit.
那在这个到了五旬节新约的时候呢，这个本来的饼献给神的，变成了那120个在顶楼祷告同心合意来寻求的这几个基督徒。
And that, by that he declared them holy.
所以就这样子，他们就分别为圣了。
So you see, today, even 2,000 years later.
在2000多年后
Everyone that has the Holy Spirit is dedicated to be holy.
那我们这些已经归主的人，就是我们已经分别为圣了。
Actually, this may be the reason why they spoke in tongues or languages. He wanted them to know it would be a harvest that would go around the world.
那时候有各地方的人的方言，代表的说全世界的人都要在主里面信他而归为圣。
And as back then they lifted up the wheat to thank God and praise Him for it, we are to lift up Him in prayer and in witnessing for the harvest.
献礼的时候，我们是要把它举上来献给神。我们一样的把我们所传的福音这些基督徒一样的也是献给神。
But there was another purpose for that day.
还有另外一个意义。
They called the day the Matu.
那这个日子呢，叫做 Matu.
Now in the Hebrews wedding, they would get engaged.
那在希伯来人的习惯里面呢，比如说这个一男一女订婚
了。They would betroth then to one another.
那他们已经有的彼此订了亲。
But then the bridegroom would go to his leave. He wouldn't see her anymore. He would leave and go to his father's house to prepare and build.That on the house for her.
这个订婚的礼之后呢，这个新郎准新娘就不再见面了哈。这个新郎要回到父家去为他的未来的妻子预备地方。
So from the time they were betrothed until they finally were married, or they became husband and wife.
一直到他们预备好了，那娶亲的时候才见面。
A good period of time.
那可有时候是很长的。对于这两个彼此相爱的哈，期待的是很长的一段时间。
But this was a day.
那五旬节这一天。
That those brides. bride groom that were to be, that had been betrothed and were to be married, would send a gift to his betrothed bride.
You mean each other or only
No,
them?
Okay. Only him.
那这个那一天呢，还有一个意义就是呢，这个已经定了亲还没有娶亲的这个未婚的这个这个男的呢，就要送个礼物去给这个女的。
So this gift was to encourage her to know he had not forgotten her.
那什么意思呢？是说我没有忘记你哦。
It would be something very lovely. Something
所以是一个爱的信物。
But you see, God has not forgot his bride. That's us.
记得主没有忘记我们教会，就是主耶稣基督自己的新
娘。On that day of Pentecost, he sent us a gift.
所以就在这个五旬节的时候赐给我们这个礼物。
The gift of the Holy Spirit.
也就是圣灵。
A gift to make us beautiful and encourage us and let us know he is coming back for us.
那圣灵来要让我们有圣洁的美，而且呢让我们记得说他要回来带我们回去。
So to the Jews back then, it was a very beautiful day. It was a day of true meaning.
所以对犹太人来讲，那一天对他们意义是很深厚的。
But now let us talk about this wonderful gift that God has given us of the Holy Spirit.
我们好好今天来看这个礼物，就是圣灵。
You see, there's nothing in the law, nothing in the prophets, nothing even in gospel, nothing else or can be effective to make sinful man become a godly creature.
即使有十诫，即使有先知，即使福音已经传了，天国的福音传了，但是这些都是外面加进来，没有办法去改变一个有罪的人。
So we can preach the gospel.
我们可以去宣讲福音。
But it takes the effectual, it takes the Spirit of God to be able to take that sinful man and become a godly creature.
但是只有圣灵可以在人的心里面让一个罪人转成一个圣徒。
When we stop to think of that,
我们想想
a sinful man from the time they were babies, when they were born in sin, from the time they were babies,
生出来是由罪中生出来，从我们小的时候就是一个罪人。
Some very, very sinful.
那个罪有的会越来越显得很明显。
But when they turn to Jesus and through His blood, the Holy Spirit comes. He comes.
借着耶稣基督的宝血，跟圣灵的内住。
Just as sure as you're breathing, just as sure as you're living, he comes.
就像你在呼吸氧气一样，他进来了。
And he makes us a godly creature.
让我成为一个像神的，也就是敬虔的人。
In Luke 11:13,
路加第十一章第十三节
，Jesus said this.
耶稣这样说。
He said, "If you then being evil."
虽然你们不好，你们是邪恶的。
Know how to give good gifts unto your children.
你们还会知道要拿好东西给儿女。
And you know how every birthday and every Christmas, how we look to see what they would like and something they would enjoy. We know how. And as they get older, you give them bigger, greater gifts.
啊，我们这些地上的父亲呢，不管在什么啊，只要有节日，就尽量的，像生日啊、圣诞节，就会尽量准备那些很好的礼物给儿女。
So if an evil, corrupt heart that is selfish.Knows how to give their children good gifts.
即使我们是一个自私以自我为中心的人，还会想要把好的礼物给孩子。
How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?
耶稣说：“何况天父，那如果都这样的话，不会比这更多吗？岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？”
You know, Jesus was given to us as a gift.
那耶稣赐他下来就是一个神给我们的礼物。
For God so loved the world that He gave.
神爱世人。
Only begotten.
将他的独生子赐，这个赐就是一个礼物。
Now we see Jesus is saying that the Holy Spirit is a gift from God.
那现在呢是圣灵要给我们。
What does a gift represent?
到底你的要讲到礼物的时候代表什么呢？
Many times it's saying, I love you, I care about you, you're my friend.
礼物在传送一种意思就是说呢，我在意你，我纪念你，你是我所爱的。
So a gift has a connotation of love.
所以这是一个爱的一个语言。
So out of his love, he sent Jesus.
那 因为神是爱，所以他首先赐给我们耶稣他的独生子。
Now, out of his love, he sent the Holy Spirit.
他是爱，再来他就给我们圣灵为恩赐。
Was not Jesus enough as a gift?
意思是说耶稣不够吗？
Well, Jesus tells us in John 14.
那在约翰十四章那里，他告诉我们。
He said, "I will pray the Father."
耶稣说我要求。
He will give you another Comforter.
那父就是另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
That he may abide with you forever.
让他永远的跟你们同在。
Even the Spirit of Truth.
他是真理的圣灵。
Whom the world cannot receive.
啊，世人是不认识他的。
Because it seeth him not.
因为他们见不到他。
Neither knoweth him.
也不会认识他。
But ye know him.
但是你们就是我们哈，
For he dwells within you and shall be in you.
因为他常与我们同在，常与你们同在，也要在我们的里面，你们的里面，不会撇下你们为孤儿。
I've been studying about Ezekiel.
我一直在研读这个以西结书。
And many times a prophet would say.The Spirit of the Lord came and spoke to me.
先知常常会说呢，神的灵来告诉我，对我说话。
And we see that He sent the Holy Spirit.
啊，他是差遣圣灵。
To be the Comforter.
来做一个安慰我们的。
For the 18th verse said, "I will not leave you comfortless."
下面他说我不会。
He's coming back for us.
我不会撇下你的，会安慰你的，而且呢，我要回来。
Now the Old Testament gives us seven characteristics of the Holy Spirit.
在这个旧约圣经里面给我们关于这个圣灵的七个属性。
I think you go a little further with the slides, please.
那我们请把它移一下我们的。
That's it.
是的。
And we see here these are the seven characteristics found in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面我们就看到圣灵的七个。
It gives us an idea of the makeup of the Holy Spirit, the character. Like we talk about the attributes of God, now we're talking about the characteristics of the Holy Spirit.
我们常常说认识神，知道他的属性。那这里就是我们认识圣灵，也知道他的属性。
We see he is the Spirit of wisdom.
他是智慧的灵。
Now James said to us, if you lack wisdom,Call and ask for it.
雅各说，如果你缺乏智慧，就跟神求。
God has sent us the Spirit.
神已经把圣灵赐给我们。
Then can fulfill that and give us.
他会把这个智慧呢，在你的心里面充满。
He is understanding.
他是一个聪明的灵。
He's the Spirit of counseling.
而且他是有谋略的，有策略的，可以跟你协谈的。
That means he comes to help us and say, no, not this.This is a better way. The spirit of counsel.
他可以跟你两者之间好像在咨商一样，告诉你说要这样，要那样，不要这样，不要那样。
He has great might.
他是有能力的。
Do you know that let me see, I forget if it's in one of the New Testaments, the Thessalonians maybe, he talks about there's going to come a time at the end.
那在帖撒罗尼迦书里面。
When there's going to be a time when the resister will set aside.
在后书哈第二章那里，他提到说呢，在那里呢，保罗说呢，到那个时候呢，这个在本来在保守的这个他会退走。
And the Antichrist will take over the earth.
所以这个假基督、敌基督就会来掌权了。
That resister is the Holy Spirit.
那个在抵挡的、在持守、把保护的，就是圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is in the church.
那这个圣灵是在教会里面。
So we can see the very might of the Holy Spirit that can hold back the wickedness of this day we live in.
所以我们这些教会的弟兄姐妹里面有圣灵，然后圣灵在这个教会里面运行的时候，我们可以成为一个好像挡了一个墙一样，把这个邪恶挡住。
He has power.Power to give to us,
他有全能
so that we can accomplish what God wants us to do.
他可以把全能赋予我们来完成神要我们完成的使命
The spirit of knowledge,
是一个知识的灵
True knowledge,
是真正的知识
You know, when we study and think about in science, there back in the days in the 15th, 16th, 17th centuries,When they were beginning to get hold of a lot of the laws and understanding, many of them were Christians.
那我们知道在十五到十六、十七、十七世纪之
间，and I no doubt they prayed for knowledge.
那一些很伟大的一些科学家
，and God gave man knowledge.
几乎都是基督徒，因为呢，圣灵给他们知识。
But one of the other things he gave us.
另外一个
，to understand who we are.
知道我们自己是谁。
Before God.
在神的面前。
He said he gives us the fear of the Lord.
给我们有一种敬畏神的心。
We're not afraid of him.
我们不是怕他。
But we respect him.
但是我们很尊敬他。
We honor him.
我们尊荣他。
We give his place as the creator God.
我们把神放在一个创造者，伟大的创造者的位置来尊崇他。
So these are the characteristics of the Holy Spirit that he has sent to us.
所以这个是这样的一个灵啊，有这么多的特性的灵就在我们的心里面。
I'm going to go over, in the, what shall I say? I'm going to go over again that 14th verse.
那我们再回去which 14th verse?
14th chapter.
Okay.
16th verse.
我们再回到这个约翰福音的第14章。
Because I want you to see that Jesus put a lot of emphasis on the Holy Spirit.
因为呢，耶稣对于这个圣灵的吩咐强调是很特别的。
And he was the subject of intense prayer.
那首先呢，我们看到耶稣这样子来祈求。
For Jesus said, "I will ask the Father."
我要求父。
So we see this as Jesus is crying out to the Lord, "Lord, send them the Comforter."
所以耶稣为我们去求父父啊，赐给他们
Send them a counselor.
差遣一个可以跟他们教导他们智商的。
Send them the Spirit of Truth.
差遣一个可以有真理的圣灵。
So he prayed that they would, that he would come, that he could do for them because he must leave them.
这是耶稣要离开前很恳切的呼求父的。
Then Jesus went on in John 16 to reveal the cause of the Spirit is coming.
一样是约翰十六章，刚才是十四章，这是十六章，耶稣再一次的宣告这个真理的灵，圣灵要来。
You see, they wanted him to stay.
因为门徒们要耶稣能够留下来。
I think they want him to defeat the Romans so that Jerusalem and Israel could then again once be great.
这个门徒们呢的期待是说，主啊，你要成为我们的王，你要来帮助我们复国。
But they didn't understand the plan of God.
他们不了解父神的计划。
So he said to them in the seventh verse.
所以在十六章的时候。
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Spirit will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
这里好像耶稣在对他们不明白来解释哈。然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。
It's expedient, it's necessary that he comes to you.
是必须的，这个是必须的。
You see, Jesus could be in one place. He was man then.
因为耶稣道成肉身。
He could only be in one place at one time.
他受限在只能在一个地方。
But he said, "I must go. It's a necessity."
那我一定要去。
Then we went on to tell them. He said, "When he has come."
所以他来的时候。
He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
他要叫人为罪、为义、为审判。
He's the one that lets sinful man know that he's sinful. He's unrighteous. He lacks good judgment.
认识到我是罪人，然后让罪人知道我要受审判。
He said of sin because they don't believe. They don't believe on me.
那因为他们不信呢，他们就成为一个罪人。
On righteousness, right living, because I go to my Father.And you've seen me no more.
那因为我不在了。
Now what does that mean?
那为义是什么意思呢
？That means his example will be gone.
因为耶稣不能再给他们榜样，不能再这样子面对面的给他们一些真理的榜样。
But the Holy Spirit came that they would be the examples.
那圣灵来的时候，要把这个义的榜样来显示
给我们。That we can show mankind the right living, what God has showed us.As children of God,
我们神的儿女该怎么过生活？怎么样有一个圣洁或者公义的生活？这个是圣灵对我们所做的。
Isn't that a wonderful commandment?
这样的一个圣灵来，不是很奇妙吗？圣灵来了
，that we can not take the place of Christ as far as all the great things and the power of that was his divine. But we as a man can show forth a life that can make people hungry for God because the Holy Spirit indwells.
他的工作不再是耶稣的时候外面所看到的神迹奇事，而是呢在我们的里面，让我们成为那个可以更认识神，更活得有这个公义的这样的一个人。
And of course he came to judge the world.
当然他来也是为了审判。
Now let's look at the responsibilities or the duty of the Holy Spirit.
我们看看圣灵的责任是什么呢？
The Holy Spirit is a source of revelation.
那他是我们就是我们讲常讲这个启示的灵。
He is a source of wisdom, true wisdom.
因为他有真正的智慧。
And of course, power to execute what God gives us to do.
他有能力好让我们可以得着这个能力来做神要我们做的。
You see, we can do lots of things, but we're going to see that what we do and say, no matter how beautiful, how gifted, will never go to the heart of a man.
不管人怎么有能耐，有多少的恩赐，有多少的方法我们能给的不会进到人的心里面去。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2,
所以在哥林多
10 and 11,
哥林多前书第二章十跟十一节这样说。
These are the things God had revealed to us by His Spirit.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明。
Now this is what Paul is telling us.
这是保罗跟我们讲的。
Now this was a man that was very well educated.
那我们知道这个保罗是一个教育水准很高的人。
To be in the place he was, he had to know the Torah back and forth.
对于这个律法的话，他是倒背都如流的。
But he said this: These are the things God had revealed to us by His Spirit.
但是他却强调，只有借着圣灵向我们显明。
Paul went on to say, "The Spirit searches all things, even the deep." Things of God.
因为只有圣灵才能够参透万事，还有更深奥神的事情也参透。
He went on to say, "For who knows a person's thoughts except for their own spirit within them?"
当我们想了解那个想法的时候，如果神的想法也只有神的灵才能够了解。
So in that same way, he's saying, "No one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." Be in them.
所以在这个章节里面说，谁知道人的事像这样？除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
Are you understanding?
这样的话，你可以理解吗
？The Holy Spirit knows the very thoughts of God.
只有圣灵才会知道神的心。
And He's the one that can reveal those thoughts.
就把这些心思呢，就来启示给我们。
You see, that's why we can have knowledge of the Bible.
那就是为什么你读圣经的时候有了这种光照。
Some people read it for years.
有人念了好几年了
They know the history.
也知道这个圣经历史
They know the happenings.
然后也知道圣经的这些记事
They've gained lots of knowledge.
好多的圣经知识
But not the deep truths of the Word of God.
如果没有神的灵就没有这个圣经里面的神的心思神的心意
Maybe some of you have had this happen to you.
那有人有这个经验
Maybe over and over.But one time, as you read it, it seems like it burns into your heart.
比如说呢，你念了那一段
，the truth becomes real to us.
我那一章呢，从来从没有想过这个事情，突然间光照你，那才被才参透的神的心。
Not just words on a page.
才发现说这个不是只有白纸写黑字。
It's real within our heart.
而是在我的心里面就这样被启发了。
And this can't be done without the Holy Spirit.
这种感动、光照、启示，只有圣灵。
That's why man with knowledge is doubting. That's why he questions this. Why he said, "I don't understand this, and this is so hard." It's because you only read the words.But it's when the Holy Spirit brings that knowledge and that deep truth to you.
那就是为什么凭着人的知识的话，只会怀疑，只会质疑。然后呢，我们会觉得说，看不懂。
I think probably if you want to put the reasons why, the greatest reason is God gave His followers the Holy Spirit so that we may know God better.
那为什么神要赐给我们圣灵？一个很重要的原因是。这样子我们就能够更认识我们的神。
Since the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
因为这是神的灵，才能了解他。
In other words, because it was written by God, it was given by God.
既然是神的灵所默示的。
When we have the Holy Spirit, He's able to bring those truths to us because He knows, and we learn to know God better.
也只有圣灵才能够参透，而且来启发我们，启示我们更认识神。
I confess to you that the more and more God is showing me more and more about Himself through His Word.Through the Holy Spirit, and it's made it so much more, which is thrilling and delightful to begin to understand God in a greater way.
我要跟你承认一样的，在我的心里面呢，圣灵一再的来做工，来感动，来光照之后呢，我对神的认识是越来越深了。
So He knows the thoughts of God.
所以呢，只有圣灵才明白神的心思。
And He reveals those thoughts.To his believers.
然后借着圣灵把神的心思就来启发。
Another thing he does, the Holy Spirit opens believers' eyes to the hope of salvation.
那再来我们看到圣灵会打开启开人的心眼来接受福音。
And the inheritance that he has in God, in Christ.
因为这是借着耶稣基督要给我们的。
No one comes by to the Father.Except the Holy Spirit.
没有人能到父的面前，除了圣灵的吸引。
Lots of people will say, "I decide for the Lord." Oh, I think I'll become a Christian. You know, after all, when some came to America, being a Christian was just part of the things. But let me tell you, only true salvation comes when you recognize that you need Him and that He reveals to you your sins.And you reveal the fact to you that you need a savior.
我们不要以为是我们自己选择了这个要信神哈。如果没有圣灵来启示给我们，来启发我们看到我们是个罪人，没有借着这样的一个过程的话，我们是没有办法真的信耶稣的。
And another duty is
另外一个神的啊圣灵的这个责任。
Jesus knew that his disciples would need the power.To carry out his message to be a witness to the entire world.
耶稣深深的知道，他的门徒要去做还没有完的这个使命的时候，一定需要圣灵的全能。
Jesus knew what a tremendous job this would be.
这个使命太大了。
He knew men that we were dust.
他也知道我们人不过是尘土。
He knows the weaknesses of man.
他也知道人有很多的软弱。
And man in himself can help people physically.
或许我们可以在外表上来扶持人
，can help them in counseling and help them with their mental problems。
或许我们可以对他们的心稍微有一点点彼此的这样扶持。
But only the Holy Spirit could have taken the words of the church to the people that are lost, and they understand as He opens their eyes。
只有圣灵才可以把神的话放到这些啊心里面，就是这个空虚的人的心里面。
Now be truthful.Do you think that you would want to set up what Jesus had set up, what God was thinking, what His desire was with those 11 men, 12, the one that denied Him, with those 12 men?
你诚实地告诉我哈，如果是你，你会像耶稣一样选这十二个人，一个是出卖他的，一个是否认他的，你会这样啊设立这样的一个好像一个委员会一样吗？
You probably wouldn't want to set them up in business with you.
如果你是一个开公司的主管的话，你可能不会想找这样的。
You saw how hungry they were for power.
他们呢，一直想要有权力。
How weak they could deny him.
啊，他们一下子就会否认。
And even to bring him to the place where they brought him to death.
然后呢，到个地步呢，甚至是钉死耶稣的。
So Jesus knew these men cannot do it in themselves. They're man, they're dust.
当然，耶稣看到这十二个门徒是做不来的。
So Jesus sent the Holy Spirit that we might truly carry out the mission to witness to the entire world.
所以，耶稣求父差遣这个圣灵，好让我们充满着他的全能，可以继续的去完成这个大使命。
And as we look back over these 2,000 years,
我们回顾一下这两千年
Jesus has given men the power.
圣灵所给我们的从耶稣来的全能有多少呢
Sending them out across this world.
差遣他们过海洋
Until there's not just 11, not just 120.
这个11个到200个
But there are millions that are naming the name of Jesus Christ.
千千万万人在地球的各地都在宣告耶稣基督的。
And Jesus knew without the power of the Holy Spirit,
没有神的灵
they could not do it.
的全能是没有办法做到这样的。
For he said in Acts 1:8 as he was getting ready to go up,
使徒行传第一章第八节，耶稣这样吩咐。
Jesus told his disciples,
他告诉门徒们
，But you will receive power.When the Holy Spirit comes on you,
要降在你们的身上
and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
你们啊会得着能力，然后要在耶路撒冷、犹太和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
They did do as he commanded. They went into Jerusalem and waited.
没有错，他们首先在耶路撒冷等。
But I don't know what was going through their minds.
那他们在等的时候，不知道心里面怎么想的。
I don't even know that they knew what they were waiting for.
那他们可能也不晓得在等什么。
And they were probably discouraged.
他们或许也有啊沮丧的时候，灰心的时候。
Some of them were in hiding.
有的人是躲起来等的。
Some of them, no doubt, was wondering.You know, was under great, what shall I say, they were still mourning for him.
那有些人还在处在这个忧伤里面，对耶稣的忧伤。
They knew he arose, they saw him.
即使看到他复活了。
But some of them, many of them no doubt saw him go up into the clouds.
然后他又升天了，所以心里面是有忧伤的。
I don't know about you, but I would have been afraid.
如果是我的话，我可能会。
I have enough problems now with fear sometimes.
那我不但有忧伤，可能还会有害怕。
And there they were, the 120.
在那里有120个人。
When suddenly the Holy Spirit came.
然后等到圣灵来了。
He came with power.
带着他的全能。
He came with fire.
带着他的烈火一样的火焰。
Do you know on the mount when the Ten Commandments was given?He came with fire then, the mountain, they weren't to touch it. He came with fire the same way, but in maybe a different way, but with us. He came and sat on them.
圣经形容说，当圣灵来的时候，好像火的舌头一样，就是有火的形象在那里。
And what happened?
结果呢？
Immediately.
马上。
They jumped up.
他们就。
They knew something had happened to them.
他们就突然间明白说有一些事情发生了。
They ran outside.
他们就跑出去。
And they got a crowd of thousands that came running to see what had happened.
因为这样的一个喧嚷就好多人都来了，上千的人来了。
They began to blessing and praise God, and everyone was hearing in their own languages.
他们用自己的语言来赞美神。
And then we see Peter gave his tremendous sermon.
彼得讲了第一篇非常好的
3,000 were baptized.
3,000人受洗。
Can you see them when they first go to the upper room and that 10 days they're there? But when the power of the Holy Spirit came, he rushed in as a mighty rushing wind with the fire of heaven and anointed them, came in within to them, and they became a different person.
你想象一下，本来是在躲在顶楼
as far as are reaching out
的一个120个人，变成在领受圣灵的时候有火的形象在那里，然后呢，他们就这样子就向外面就宣展了这个福音。
You know, as Christians, we have access to power.
我们是可以有全能来内住的。
We have access to God revealing.
不但内住，我们可以
给的。And the wisdom.From the Holy
Spirit.
We have access. We call upon it. We ask Him. We recognize our weakness in ourselves, but through the precious Spirit in us, He can reveal and He can give wisdom and power.
我们求他，你求他，他会让圣灵的全能在你的里面，而且分享出去。
This is what Paul wrote to the believers in Ephesus.
那在以弗所书第一章，保罗这样说。
I will ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的
灵
赏给你们。
This is one of the things the Holy Spirit wants us to know him better.
使你们真知道他。记得圣灵来就是要让你更认识神。
This is why our love grows and grows because we know him better.
因为你更认识他，你就更爱他。
Then it goes on to say, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his holy people.
以弗所书第一章来到十八节的时候，当我们认识他之后，他说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
He wants to show us and let it grow in us the fact of our hope, our blessed hope, that this life isn't it. This life will one day be over, and there's going to be riches, there's going to be glory in the inheritance to his holy people when we go home.
你更认识神，更爱他之后呢，你的盼望，你的指望也会越来越大，以至于呢，我们也期待在圣徒中得着的基业，我们会知道说何等的丰盛的荣耀。
And his incomparable great power for us.
而且他的那个能力
believe.
跟一样，跟耶稣复活的能力，如果你相信的话。
Paul knew that power.
那保罗深深的认识这个能力。
He knew the power that took him to the third heavens.
他知道这个能力带他到第三层天。
And he heard things too great to tell.
他所在那里得的启示太大了。
He knew the power when he was almost, they thought he was dead, and yet he rose up.
那他知道说这个能力原来是这个能力使耶稣复活。
They had stoned him, and they were sure he was dead, but he rose up for the power of the Spirit.
保罗他 he talk about Paul, talk about Jesus.
Paul.
Okay.当保罗他被逼迫被石头打，大家以为他死了，但他事实上是被提到第三层天，他后来又活出来。
I'm not saying that Paul rose from the dead. What I'm saying is that even in his beatings and in his, and sometimes one time particularly it was terrible until they thought he was dead.
那我不是说真的死了，就好像几乎要死。
But he rose up.
但是呢，他又活过来。
That power is the same as the mighty. Now get hold of this.That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm.
请我们特别注意这一节哈，以弗所书第一章的第二十节，这个能力像什么呢？像照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上。坐在自己的右边。
This is what Paul is telling us.
这是保罗告诉我们的，为我们的祷告。
I have to tell you that when it's hard for me to really grasp hold of.
对我来说，要相信这个章节好像还有点难。
That same power that brought Christ out of the grave.
那让耶稣基督从坟墓出来复活的圣灵的能力。
And now seated him in the heavenly places.
现在却让他复活，坐在父的右边。
That mighty strength he can give to us.
这个多大的全能，一样的要给我们。
I don't mean to raise the dead.
我不是说我们要去叫死人复活。
Or to go to heaven on our own desires.
我也不是说呢，为了你的心愿的缘故。
He's just trying to tell us that the power that the Holy Spirit can give us is the same origin as the power that took Jesus to heaven and that raised him from the dead.
这里是要告诉我们说，圣灵要给你赋予我们的这个全能呢，可以比照耶稣复活后，现在在父的右边这样的全能，你可以有，我可以有。
And that power we can be ours. When in the Spirit we know that He rewards us who diligently seek it.
那就是为什么当你很诚恳的向神祈求的时候呢，他就赏赐给我们。
By faith.
这样的一个全能，从圣灵的全能，我们借着信心可以跟神求。
Believing that when He saves us,
相信神的话语，相信神拯救我们的能力。
And then He deals and counsels us.
他进来我们的心里面，然后跟我们有一些咨商。
And many times as we walk along, He's telling us no, or He's showing us this, and we feel it in our heart as He counsels us.
他会陪着你，告诉你说要这样子，要这样子。
And it seems like from, at least I think for all of us, it comes to a place where the Holy Spirit said, we must surrender all to Jesus.
我们所有的人都要到一个地步，受圣灵的感动，到一个地步，完全的要顺服下来，我们说屈服下来，在耶稣基督的面前。
And as we see that he works in our lives,
在我们的生命中
He will give us power to do it.
他的全能就会赋予你
We have temptations.
当然我们会面对试探
He said he can give us the power to overcome.
但是他有全能可以让你胜过试探
But you have to remember, just as Satan, we have the power of choice.
你要知道在这个魔鬼撒旦的二势力下面你需要做一个选择
it's we that choose not to
是你的选择你的选择
But the Holy Spirit is there trying to show us what is
要不要让圣、要不要让试探来赢过你你需要做一个选择但是圣灵要帮助你胜过
There is so much more that we could say
那对于圣灵有太多我们可以认识的
But these great truths assure us that when the Spirit of Christ comes in his fullness into our heartEarthly possessions lose their place, and the world's real sinful nature is revealed to us.
所以当圣灵来的时候，我们可以发现，事实上，充满着圣灵的时候，哈，这个世上所有的一切，对我们来讲就失色了。我们就没有什么分量在我们的心里面了。
The things we thought were so great, our possessions.Those don't mean that.
以前你觉得哎呀，我会有这个不行，那个对我太需要了。现在呢，你已经可以放下了。
And he has revealed to us how the world is so sinful.
然后他还会让你看到，打开你眼睛来看到这个世界四周围有多么的邪恶。
That's why he said, "Don't be a part of the world."
那就是为什么说不要爱这个世界。不要属于这个世界。
He said, "Father, keep them there, but they're not of this world."
那就是为什么他祷告说呢？我们虽然不离开世界，可是不能属于这个世界。
That we're separated under His grace and love.
让我们呢，因着他的这个恩典呢，让我们可以分别为圣。
Well, to sum this up today,
到今天
，He is the executor of the Trinity.
那这个是在这个地上执行的三位一体的神圣灵。
The one who carries out God's work in our world.
他把这个神的要完成的工作呢，就带到世上来。
Therefore, whenever we come across, even in Old Testament, where it said the Holy Spirit came upon them.
他一直在从旧约就开始就有这个先知说呢，神的灵降在我身上。
We find that that is God in action.
那意思是说呢，神在我们的里面了。
I'm so glad Jesus.Prayed for us.
我很感恩，很高兴，耶稣为我们求圣灵。
I'm so glad that God the Father sent His gift.
我很感恩，很高兴，我们的天父差遣圣灵。
That He can help us to fight against the world and sin and the devil.
好，帮助我们可以站稳征战，面对着撒旦也好，面对着世界，面对着罪恶也好。
The more we listen, the more that we serve.
你越倾听。
Trusting in the Spirit as He leads us.
你越服侍他，越顺服他的带领。
God will use us.
神就会用你。
In ways that we will not even believe.
那用你是超乎你所求所想，你不能想象的。
As we give ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
你就是要完全的降服在圣灵的这个带领下面。
God bless you today.
神赐福每一位。
I love you.
我很爱你们。
But oh, God loves you so much.
那神当然更爱我们更多。
He sent His only Son as a gift.
他首先把他的儿子给你给我。
He sent the Holy Spirit as a gift.
他差遣三位一体的圣灵给我们住在我们
里面。Remember this.
但是记得。
He said, "I'm coming again."
他说我会再来。
Coming for you.
我会为你而来。
And I'm going to take you to my Father's.
而且要把你带到父的家里面去。
We have much to look forward to.
你前面还有很多要期待的。
Oh yes, the viruses, the wars, the bad weather now that we don't hardly know what's going to happen when it rains.
现在你四周围好像到处都是楚歌哈。
And it's going to get worse.
病毒也好，征战的声音也好，或者是这些大自然的天气的变化也好，好像看起来都不怎么样。但是呢，我们有一个期待的，他要再来。
But one day he's going to call us home.
他有一天要把我们带回去。
Let's be ready.
我们好不好？预备好。
Peter said to us,
彼得说
"When you see these days come, how what kind of person you ought you to be?"
你看到这个景况的时候，就要警觉到我该如何来生活，该成为怎么样的人
？So look up,
好好的
allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life.
仰望神，然后容许圣灵来对你的里面做工。
And God bless each one.
神赐福每一位。
Thank you.
谢谢。